T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, is Carson Palmer, former number one overall pick. He's here on behalf of FedEx Air and Ground, which provides support to the USO. He joins us now. Carson, how are you, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, folks.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
the honor is ours. So let's start with Aaron Rodgers. That was an all-time great performance. I think another chapter, right, in the book of greatness for him. Where does that personal performance, when you think of all the great ones, where does that one rank for you? Coming out, basically being carted out, and then returning and throwing 3 touchdowns in the second half and leading the team back from 20 down 20 to 0. Where does that performance rank for you?
Well, I think some of the Hail Marys and games he's won at the end, that playoff game 2 years ago in Dallas were better. I know this last weekend's getting a lot of run and a lot of hype, but you know, I think he went in the locker room and the doctors did their tests. They maybe took an MRI or some sort of test to look at what was going on structurally and make sure everything structurally was intact with his ACL and his MCL, and realized, you know, there's not a slight tear or a strain on the MCL or ACL, so he can go. And you know, he did it on one leg, and he's obviously gifted. But I think some of the things he's done in other games were things that blew me away compared to what he did on Sunday night.
Carson, I would imagine as a USC man, you were not surprised by how good Sam Darnold was in his debut for the Jets. Would I be right?
No, I expected.
You knew it.
You know, a guy to go in with no fear and not being gun shy at all, and just go up and perform on that stage. He did a phenomenal job. I mean, to come back after your first career pass ends up going the opposite direction,
yep,
and find a way to play really within himself and within the game. And he saw and felt all the turnovers that his defense was creating. He knew he didn't have to take any chances or do anything risky with the football, and he did that. He took care of the ball, and I wasn't surprised at all.
We are, of course, talking to Carson Palmer again here on behalf of FedEx Air and Ground. Fans can vote each week on the best quarterback and running back performances via poll on the NFL Twitter or Facebook page and at NFL.com/FedEx. In terms of the other rookie quarterbacks, it looks like the Bills are going to turn to Josh Allen. Is that the right move given how inept, frankly, Nathan Peterman looked on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little surprised about the A.J. McCarron trade. I thought that would have keeping A.J. Around a little bit longer would have given Josh a little more time to get acclimated. You know, I didn't just because his resume isn't real deep as far as playing experience. He hasn't played a ton in high school. He went to a junior college and then went to Wyoming and just doesn't have a ton of reps under his belt. I was hoping we wouldn't see him for his own development reasons until, you know, week 9, 10, 11, 12, later on down the year. Week 2 is early, you know, I just hope that everybody in Buffalo, New York is patient with him and realize that this is going to be a process. He's not going to just jump on the scene like Roethlisberger did or some of the young guys that got thrust in there early and win right away. They've got a team they need to continue to build around him, and I think the future is extremely bright for him.
Carson, you're only 38, if I'm not mistaken. Any part of you, when you see Breeze at 39, Brady at 41, says, man, you know, in the right situation? Because let me tell you, as a Bears fan, Carson, we are built to win now, and I don't think Trubisky is quite ready. How about you come back, we go win a Super Bowl?
I'm
happy where I am. We could use you, man. Are you?
I'm happy where I am, yeah. As you said earlier, now I'm representing a brand like FedEx and a part of what they're doing with the Air and Ground Players of the Year and the money that FedEx is donating, which is going to be $4,000 a week, $2,000 to the air player and $2,000 to the ground player.
Yes, sir.
That money's going to the USO, which is a phenomenal organization that helps our retired servicemen and women get reacclimated to civilian life. So I'm much happier working with FedEx and getting the opportunity to be the spokesperson for the Air and Ground Award this year. I'll vote for the winners. Like, I'll enjoy voting for Ryan Fitzpatrick this week. You can vote on Twitter. You can vote on Facebook. On Twitter, hashtag Aaron Ground to get the chatter going and start talking trash to buddies around the country. But I'm more of a voter now than a player.
I got you, bro. Was that decision an easy one for you, or was it a hard one? I imagine it's somebody that played it as a high level as you did. That's not something that a decision you make overnight. Just curious.
No, it was actually pretty easy, and it didn't happen overnight. Everybody's body tells them at some point when
I got you.
They've thrown enough balls or taken enough hits, and my body was telling me my last year, and I knew it, and I wanted to enjoy every game and every second of every day in my last year, and I liked kind of having that knowledge, knowing that it's not going to be one more year.
Yeah.
So many, you know, 3 or 4 years of the last years of my career, I kept thinking, well, maybe this is it, maybe one more. But I really liked finishing out the year knowing, all right, this is my last shot. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to take a second of it for granted.
Yep.
And I just knew. My body let me know that it was time.
I admire that peace that you had.
Carson, Derek Carr, as you know, was an MVP candidate in 2016, and he has not been the same since that broken leg. Is it possible that because of that injury, he is playing with the mentality of afraid to get hurt again and not necessarily being willing to stand in that pocket as long as he needs to, hold on to the ball as long as he needs to? Like, when you watch Derek Carr play, do you see any of that?
You know, I don't think that injury is in his head at all.
Okay.
That specific injury, I think at times he's trying to make sure, you know, he doesn't get hurt like a lot of guys do. But I don't think that one specific injury to his leg is something that's kind of like weighing heavy on him or in the back of his mind. I just think he wants and knows he needs to get through the year healthy, and he's trying to find ways to make sure he does it, and he'll bounce back. I mean, he's a great player. He's playing for a great coach. He's got great players around him. He's got probably the best offensive line in football, and it doesn't matter who you are. If you have the best offensive line in football, you're going to put up big numbers and be successful on offense.
Carson, why can't Matt Ryan find Julio Jones in the red zone? And I ask that, you know, with all due respect, but in the sense that at one time the chemistry is great, right? And how much can a change from an offensive coordinator mess up timing? When two guys have been together like that, you figure, okay, the chemistry is going to be there. They can find each other in the red zone, but it seems like it's off. What all goes into that, Carson? You would know.
Oh, so much. I mean, I don't have a direct knowledge of exactly what they're doing schematically on offense, but there's always ways. I mean, you can get in heavy personnel where you have two tight ends and two running backs and one receiver on the field and flank him out by himself. And if he's one-on-one, you throw it to him. If he has help from a safety and it's two-on-one, you don't. You hand the ball off. And they have two really good running backs in Atlanta. So, you know, I don't know their exact scheme. I think one of the things that can definitely hinder your red zone performance is when everybody, all they're doing is talking about it. And then you start trying to force things there, and you start making decisions that you maybe would not have made that decision had the media not been blowing you up about it for the previous month.
Get in the ball.
You know,
yep.
I feel like the more, the bigger of a deal the media makes of it, if you let that affect your decision making and your play on the field, then it's only going to continue to get worse and worse. I think if they can block out the noise, Julio's a great player.
No doubt.
If they can block out the noise, Julio's a great player. Matt Ryan's a great player.
Right.
They'll find ways to get the ball in the end zone. It just hasn't happened yet.
Matt Stafford will probably not be winning the Air Award this week after his 4-pick performance on Monday night. He's put up big numbers for a long time, as you know, Carson. But is the lack of a running game finally catching up to that offense? Because they just haven't had one for the last, you know, as long as I can remember. Is that finally catching up to the offense?
I think it is a little bit. I mean, I think a couple years ago when he was the MVP of the league and they were so explosive on offense, they were playing for one of the great minds in the game and a young Kyle Shanahan who had unbelievable talent to work with and nothing like the talent that he's got currently in San Francisco. So you combine a great quarterback, a big-time receiver with, you know, they still had Mohamed Sanu and they have, you know, Tevin Coleman coming out of the backfield and you can go on and on down the list. They had such good players. you know, I think they'll bounce back. They'll continue to get better and get back to their explosive ways, but probably not the explosive ways that they had when Kyle Shanahan was calling plays.
Absolutely. Carson, man, I appreciate your time as always.
Thank you for this,
man. And remember, fans can vote each week on the best QB and running back performances via the NFL Twitter or Facebook page and at NFL.com/FedEx. Join the conversation by using hashtag air and ground on Twitter. Carson, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Vote for my guy, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I want to see him win week one.
He needs to win.
He deserves it.
He deserves it
for sure.
All right. Thank you, Carson.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
He is Carson Palmer. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.